Hello, this is Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It's Wednesday, November 16th. We're still on France time here, even though we're out a little further to the west in longitude. It's about 11:15 in the evening. And our position is 8 degrees and about 20 minutes north and 27 and a half degrees west. So we're closing right in on the target for entering the doldrums. What's happened has been that the doldrums have moved north. They've stayed in their location, but they've expanded north. So we've actually been dealing with doldrum-like weather for the last about 24 hours or so. And clouds and rain, light winds, stronger winds, wind shifting dramatically in different directions and so forth. And so we've had sails, big sails up, big sails down, torrential downpours into the big sails, and then the mainsail reefs and unreefs a number of times, which is a big job just because it's about probably 400 revolutions on the pedestal winch, going from reef 2 to reef 1 and reef 1 to full main. So that's a big physical effort every time. We had the radio vacance this morning with Andy Robertson in Paris. The new headquarters for the Vendée Globe is opened right at the base of the Eiffel Tower on the Seine. Perfect location. Unfortunately, I won't be able to see it. So that's really too bad. I hope they take a lot of pictures and show it nicely on their website and archive it so I can see that. We've been toying with in the last 4 or 5 hours. Big cloud bank that we've been approaching. We had a nice setup with probably 10 knots of wind, and we did the Genoa and the full main, and the boat was going along really nicely. Then all it needs was a couple of extra knots of wind, and that Genoa is just too much for the boat, so we have to roll that up and go with the Solent. And then that was very nice for a while, and then the breeze started to peter out, and as this big cloud bank came towards us, and down to 4 or 5 knots of wind and 4 or 5 knots of boat speed, and then back up slowly over the course of time. And so now we've got the full keel on, and we have tank one in, which is the forward ballast tank, port side. We're on port tack with the Solent on the full main. And we're making about, 11.7 knots of boat speed and 11.5 knots of true wind speed. So that's pretty good. And we're filling tanks 2 and 3 as well, which are midships tanks, just to give a little bit extra stability. And let's see what else has happened today. We worked some on the media requirements as well. They're quite complex, and didn't come out till late the game. So I think we're not probably the only ones who are having some challenges with fulfilling those media requirements. One thing we did do today was send in some pictures for the website that will describe some of the tools that we have in assessing where we would like to try to go, getting to a place like the doldrums here. We have a satellite image that comes in from one of the Meteosat satellites. And then we have the grid files as well, with a new feature on the grid files called Streamlines. And we're taking a screenshot of that to show how that looks. And then a surface analysis would be done by a human meteorologist that would draw out exactly where they think that the intertropical convergence zone is. And that, going across the equator, which we won't be doing for a couple of days, but the two hemispheres merge and things are turning in different directions in each hemisphere. High pressure systems are turning clockwise in the north and counterclockwise in the south. And so when these massive systems have to somehow blend into a continuous atmosphere, then there's all sorts of confusion, and that's what goes on at the doldrums. So that's where we are now, and by the looks of it, fingers crossed, things are, well, more straightforward than they have been in the past, let's say. This will be my 12th time crossing under sail, and we did one time with the cargo ship. So it's always a special event to go across and see the N turn to F for north and south. But also, as we're streaking south here and right now, the 12.7 knots, course of 172, Polaris, the North Star, is dropping in our wake behind us. It's only 8 degrees above the horizon. And it's when that goes away, when we cross the equator, then suddenly you think, okay, I've got an awful lot of sailing to do in the southern hemisphere before we cross this line going north again to see our anchor in the northern hemisphere, Polaris, again. And what kinds of adventures are we going to have between crossing the line going south and recrossing the line going north? So a bit of philosophical inquiry there, but anyway. So that's it for today. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. Tout va bien for Great American Castor. Au revoir.